Keeping up with what's new in construction can feel like a race, right? Especially with prefabrication really taking off.
Yeah, it can feel like things are changing by the day.
Exactly. So we're doing a deep dive into a key industry event. It's all about helping you, the listener, get a handle on the latest trends in prefabrication.
Okay, so what event are we talking about?
This time, it's the 2025 Advancing Prefabrication Conference.
The Advancing Prefabrication Conference. Okay, I know that one. It's not just some small get-together, it's huge, right?
Absolutely it is. You're right, it's the largest and the longest-running conference that's dedicated to, well, all things prefabrication.
So how are we getting the inside scoop on this conference?
We're tapping into the insights from Epsilon Industries. They've been a big player in the prefab world for a while now.
I've definitely heard of Epsilon Industries.
And they've been going to this conference for years, something like 7 years in a row. And to make things even better, one of their own, Paul Kirchhoff, was actually a speaker at the event.
Okay, so we're getting an expert's view then.
We really are. He knows what he's talking about. What we're going to do today is pull out the most important stuff that Epsilon's team brought back from the conference. Think of it as a cheat sheet for the big ideas and the changes they saw happening.
Sounds good. What did they see?
Well, one big theme kind of jumped out at Epsilon this year. It was all about partnerships.
Partnerships? I feel like everyone's talking about partnerships these days.
You're not wrong. It does get thrown around a lot. But what Epsilon noticed at the conference was a shift in how people are talking about partnerships in the world of prefabrication. It's moved beyond just, you know, the basic idea of, hey, partnerships are good.
So what was different this time around?
Epsilon's been attending this conference for a while, right?
Yeah.
So they've seen the conversation evolve over time.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, it was all about convincing people why prefabrication mattered at all. Like, why should we even bother with this?
Mm-hmm.
Then it moved into the how-to stage. People were like, okay, we get it. Prefab's a good idea. But how do we actually do it?
So where do the partnerships come in?
Well, this year at the conference, it was all about how to make prefabrication work, but with a super strong focus on partnerships as the key ingredient. It's like everyone's finally realizing that partnerships are the backbone of successful prefabrication projects.
I'm curious, though, did they talk about what makes a partnership actually work? I feel like that's where things get tricky.
They did.
Yeah.
What Epsilon found really interesting was that the discussions weren't just fluffy, feel-good stuff about teamwork. They dug deep into the nuts and bolts of what makes collaboration truly effective. One big takeaway was this idea that you need a super clear understanding of what each party is trying to achieve.
Makes sense. You got to know what everyone wants to get out of it.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just your own company's goals. You need to get into the heads of all the stakeholders. What does success look like for the owner? What about for the constructor? And for the prefab builder themselves.
So it's about seeing the whole picture, not just your own little piece of it.
Exactly. And there's another side to it, too. It's not just about knowing what success looks like, but also what would be a bad outcome for each person involved.
You mean, like, what are their biggest fears?
Yeah, kind of. Understanding those potential downsides helps you avoid pitfalls and make sure no one feels like they're getting the short end of the stick. The folks at Epsilon really believe that this shared understanding is absolutely essential for making true collaboration happen.
I'm starting to see how this ties into prefabrication specifically. Offsite construction brings a bunch of different people to the table. You've got owners, constructors, and the prefab companies themselves, all with their own goals and priorities.
You're absolutely right. Let's take the owners, for example.
Yeah.
They're putting up the money, right? So they want to be sure they're getting a quality product. Epsilon's notes from the conference highlight a few things that are super important to owners. One is reliability. They want to know that the building will perform the way it's supposed to over the long haul.
Yeah, makes sense. No one wants a building that starts falling apart after a few years.
Exactly. And then there's repeatability. Owners want to know that if they order, say, 10 identical prefab units, they're going to get 10 units that are actually identical. Consistency is key.
Right. They don't want to deal with a bunch of surprises when the units arrive on site.
Exactly. And of course, owners care about the design too. They want the final building to look and feel the way they envisioned it.
So they want to make sure the prefabrication process doesn't compromise the design intent.
Right. It's a balancing act. Now, let's shift gears and think about the constructors. What keeps them up at night?
Well, managing risk is probably a big one.
You hit the nail on the head. For constructors, prefabrication can be a huge help with risk management. Think about it. A lot of the construction happens in a controlled factory environment, which means fewer variables to worry about.
Yeah, things like weather delays and on-site safety hazards become less of a concern.
Exactly. And that leads to more predictable project schedules and more accurate cost estimates. It also helps with labor, which is a big pain point for constructors these days.
I hear that a lot. Finding skilled labor is tough right now.
It really is. With prefabrication, you can rely on a more stable workforce in the factory setting.
So it helps address labor shortages and quality control issues.
Exactly. Now let's not forget about the prefab and modular builders themselves. What are their goals?
Well, they're businesses, right? So they want to make sure they have enough work to keep the lights on.
That's a big one. Epsilon's team noted that predictable plant loading is essential for these companies. They need a steady stream of orders to keep their factories running smoothly. And the key takeaway from the conference was that strong partnerships can make a huge difference in achieving that predictability.
So everyone benefits from good partnerships. But how do we move beyond just talking about it and actually make these partnerships happen?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Epsilon came back with a few ideas on that front. First and foremost, they emphasize the importance of recognizing that everyone comes to the table with different priorities. We've already talked about the different perspectives of owners, constructors, and prefab builders.
Yeah, we covered that. It's about understanding each other's goals and potential worries.
Right. And once you have that understanding, you can start to build relationships based on mutual trust and respect. That's the foundation for any good partnership. But there's also a deeper shift that needs to happen, according to Epsilon. We need to move away from the traditional way of doing things in the construction industry.
What do you mean by the traditional way?
Well, traditionally, everyone have their own little silo.
Yeah.
The designers do their thing, the builders do their thing, and the owners mostly just focus on paying the bills. There's not a lot of interaction or collaboration, and the focus tends to be on the short term. You know, get this project done, move on to the next one.
So what would a more partnership-focused approach look like?
It would involve a lot more communication and collaboration from the very beginning of a project. Instead of handing off designs from one team to the next, everyone would work together to develop a plan that meets everyone's needs. And there would be a focus on building long-term relationships, not just transactional ones.
Okay, so it's about breaking down those silos and thinking more holistically about the project and the relationships involved.
Got it. Now, one specific way to foster this kind of early collaboration that came up a lot at the conference is something called Design Assist, or DA.
Design Assist. I'm not familiar with that one.
It's a way to bring in specialized contractors and fabricators early in the design process. Instead of just handing them a set of plans and saying, go build this, you actually involve them in the design decisions.
So they can provide input based on their expertise.
Exactly. They can point out potential problems, suggest better ways to prefabricate components, and generally help make sure the design is actually buildable in the most efficient way. It's all about leveraging their practical, hands-on knowledge.
That makes a lot of sense, and I bet it leads to fewer surprises and hiccups down the line.
Absolutely. Epsilon shared a really great example of Design Assist in action. It involves a project by Wedding Turner, a construction management company, for the UPMC Medical Center in Pittsburgh.
UPMC Medical Center, that's a pretty big project.
Oh yeah, it's a massive healthcare facility. And Wedding Turner used prefabrication for a huge chunk of it. We're talking hundreds of these complex multi-trade racks, which are basically pre-assembled units that contain all sorts of building systems.
Hundreds, wow, that's a lot of prefabrication.
And on top of that, they also prefabricated entire bathroom pods.
Entire bathroom pods. They really went all in on prefabrication.
They did. And the point Epsilon was making is that they could only pull it off because of the strong collaborative relationships they built through the Design Assist process.
So by bringing in the trade partners early, they were able to optimize the entire prefabrication strategy.
Exactly. They could figure out the most efficient way to design and build those components off-site, which ultimately saved time and money and resulted in a better quality product.
It sounds like a win-win-win for everyone involved. So it seems like the big takeaway from the 2025 Advancing Prefabrication Conference is that partnerships are more important than ever in the world of prefabrication.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's not just about warm, fuzzy feelings. It's about real, tangible benefits for everyone involved. It's about understanding each other's goals, building trust, and working together from day one to create something amazing.
It really makes you think about how we approach projects and collaborations, not just in construction, but in any field. What would happen if we all adopted a more partnership-focused mindset?
What benefits could we unlock? and what challenges might we face along the way. It's definitely something to ponder.
Definitely.
If you're interested in learning more about how this all works, Epsilon Industries is a great resource. They're happy to share their knowledge and experience. They also have a newsletter with tons of great insights, and you can find them on LinkedIn to keep up with their latest work.
Awesome. Thanks for the info. This has been a really insightful deep dive.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Anytime.